Live Triple M.
All right, he's on the phone now, Ian Kenny from Birds of Tokyo.
How are you finding it? Because we've seen that you've been able to get together through, you know, technology, play a couple of songs for all your fans. Is it difficult, or it's you enjoying it for what it is?
Look, to be honest, it's both. I think anybody who's having to find that, you know, they're going to stick with these sort of strict social distancing things that are put in place, it's new, it's different, it's very weird. For us, you know, we take it upon ourselves to try and create something for our fans, and we're going to do as many of these videos as we can pull together, and just try and stay engaged. We kind of feel like we're doing our bit for everybody else who's kind of stuck at home, you know.
That's really nice. Are you in a creative space in isolation, or you got a bit of a lull going on?
No, I'm in a pretty... I'm lucky. I'm in a surf town about 3 hours south of Perth. There's only about a population of 5,000, so I still get to sort of go out as long as I don't really interact with anyone and surf every day. So I got to say, where I am, I'm fairly inspired, actually, to be honest.
Okay. So you're not doing what those other celebrities are doing, you know, in their $14 million mansions, crying because they're so upset they're going to be stuck at home.
Not really, no. No.
Outside of, you know, putting music together, what are your interests around the house? Do you get out in the garden? Do you like your cleaning? Do you like a little bit of cooking?
Cooking is a big one. Yeah, I think everybody who's stuck in the house at the moment is going to take to the kitchen to start either cooking up their favourites, or if you're anything like me, you'll experiment and get things horribly wrong, sometimes horribly wrong. But it's part of the fun. But yeah, outside that, man, it's just hanging out with family. You know, it's just a very strange time. And I think for everyone, I think inherently find it very hard to, you know, stick to these sort of social distancing sort of things that are put in place. It's just not natural. It's very weird. If you're a homebody, you'd probably find it a little easier, but I think it's the fact that you can't. Us as human beings, we always, as soon as someone tells you you can't do something, you kind of naturally revolt against it and want to do it. So, I think everyone's just bubbling around the house and everyone's just doing their bit, you know?
Later on in April, you're releasing your sixth album. Is it a good time or a bad time? A lot of movies have been delayed, but at the same time, people can't get to cinemas, but a lot of people can download music. So that many people stuck around the house could actually be a better thing.
Who knows? It may work in any band's favour who's about to release new music. We're going to go ahead as planned, like you said, from home or wherever you are. You can still access music and still access your streaming, all that sort of thing. So, and if anything, it'll give us further sort of reason to do more online content and sort of further engage, and also tell the story of the record. I think that's going to be a good platform for us, to be honest.
Well, music soothes the soul. That's the go. You could put on your own music while you reno your house.
Now that would be a video of me. That would be a video to post me sort of vacuuming the house to my own music. That would be quite a thing.
That sounds too much like work, Kenny. You're listening to your own work. Well, we're looking forward to it. There's new songs on there that no one, well, you've heard it, but no one's heard them before. Human Design, April 24, it's coming out. It's great to have some more new stuff from the Birds of Tokyo, and we hope that you use your time productively in isolation there, Kenny, and hope to see you back out on the road really soon.
Absolutely. Hope to see you guys as soon as we can, yeah.
Here's the latest from the Birds of Tokyo. Two of us, the Goldies, 92.5 Triple M.